What's one way I can get your attention, Jason?
A new school will open in the fall of 2015 in Huntington that Cabell County School Board officials hope is the next step in education. It will be a consolidation of Peyton Elementary and Geneva Kinn Elementary in the east end of Huntington. They'll use the former Beverly Hills Middle School facility that was vacated in December for a brand new Huntington East Middle School. Cabell Superintendent William Smith is excited about the possibilities.
What you should see in a classroom like this is more student engagement, a high level of student engagement. You'll see teachers, of course, present lessons and that type of thing too, but you'll see more and more of the student grappling with the information and solving the problems.
So,
why is Smith excited? Smith says it's because it'll be the first expeditionary learning school in the state, known as EL for short. Students will learn about completing projects that will stretch across different subject areas and can sometimes take the entire school year. Smith visited a school in Chicago that he says is the example he wants to follow.
I had a chance to see presentations from students from Chicago in a very, very difficult part of town who have risen above all of that, and they have such poise and confidence and approach to learning. It just blows your socks off when you see it. This is what we want our students to look like.
There you go.
Smith says the different learning environment focuses on those interactions between students and teachers that create a learning atmosphere that is conducive to changing the outlook of life for students. The Cabell Board has made trips to EL schools in Chicago, Denver, and Asheville, North Carolina. Smith says the two schools have a large number of children growing up in poverty. He says they were looking for ways to help those kids and thought the best way to do that might be to try something unheard of in the state.
This we saw as an effective way of approaching that, where the students are getting and teachers are actually able to talk about their practice in order to improve. And so the school actually becomes alive and evolving rather than just a stagnant, we've trained teachers, this is what you do.
They describe the school as an incubator school because of the experimental learning environment. They hope that what they learn from the experiment leads to others around the state doing their own experiments and developing expeditionary learning environments of their own. Cabell County Schools will team with the Harless Center at Marshall University to study how educational concepts are working and what the next step might be to continue the growth that will take place in the classroom. Ryan McKenzie is the principal of Peyton Elementary. He'll be the new principal of the developed school. He says the work students do here will be beneficial to the community.
The kids will be engaged in learning that is real out in their communities, out in the real world. They'll be doing, you know, water analysis projects, for example, in your community and sending that report off to the mayor's office or the commission.
So remember,
the board will depend on McKenzie and the teachers to relay and adjust how the learning environment is working. Michelle Goodson is a fourth grade teacher at Geneva Kinn Elementary and has been assigned to the new school.
I am really excited to go to the EL school because it is exactly the way I teach. It's what I love about teaching, hands-on, project-based, and to extend that into expeditions is going to be even more exciting.
The school will work with a mentor school that's already been through the program that will help them adjust and determine what is and isn't working.
It is a better way to make them think and process what we're teaching them.
Amanda Ottaviano is a third grade teacher from Geneva Kinn and will join Goodson at the incubator school.
I think that the new school will create culture not only in our schools with our kids, but I think that it'll create kind of a different culture in the community with lots of parent involvement. And so hopefully that will impact everyone.
Renovation will begin soon on Beverly Hills Middle to turn it into the new incubator school. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.